I'm Pippin Wrightstow. I'm from F3 Design, and we're here at Coca Art Gallery, one of my favourite buildings and one we've been intimately involved in its restoration post-earthquake. It's a bit of a beauty, this one, a gorgeous artwork in itself, but, you know, its purpose really is to show off the art. It's got a long history of people from Christchurch exhibiting, from being students right through to experienced artists. Nearly every artist you'll talk to who's lived in Christchurch for a long time is pretty intimate with the space. So we're standing here in the Mayor Gallery, which is the kind of beautiful big space. It's quite unusual for an art gallery in New Zealand. This is probably one of the larger kind of public art gallery spaces in the country. That's not a big institution. There's something about the feeling of the space coming up the stairs. It's got like a revelation, you know, as you come out into that big void with the pyramids and the light glowing from above. So there's something about that feeling that I really love. And then I love, the more I wander around, the more kind of every little detail has got some thought and some craft in it, right down to the domed brass bulkheads on the balustrading, and there's in-floor electric sockets that have nice brass covers. So you sort of have that big, expensive gesture, and then they're kind of pulling down to those lovely little details, and that has come together. It's a really nice experience to feel when you walk through the building. When it was built, part of these modernist buildings was just about building the biggest kind of space, the clearest space, with the strongest intent, but for the least amount of money. So, you know, it was kind of rough and ready, and when we looked at it, we sort of stripped bits back to what they were originally, but tried to add some nice little kind of refined pieces to it. So one thing, if you look up, there's 8 beautiful skylights here and another 2 to the north, but all those were replaced. They had been painted over. They're all double glazed now and all insulated. We've taken all the timber work and soda blasted that back and sanded it and restained that using kind of natural oils and sealers. Minson, Henning Hansen and Dines, I think Dines were the engineers, designed this building. So it's part of a whole raft of buildings, of which not that many have survived. The Christchurch Modern, the Brutalist buildings. The bit that I sort of have the strongest link to, being from an arts background and a maker, is that you can really tell how the buildings were made. When we were restoring it, you could feel that kind of modernist intent of the spaces being just really strong spaces with really kind of raw materials. They were crafted by gnarly old builders on the site, the materials kind of sticking out and not pretending to be something else. This building's a really strong example of that. There's facade panels hung on the outside that have local aggregate cast into them. And then the beams and the columns have cast in situ concrete. The concrete formwork comes off and you're left with that kind of that mark making and that history. Like many earthquake stories, the scope started off, you know, $200,000 worth of patching up, you know, when we walked around. Then the engineers came and had a look and took some measurements. Maybe it's a few hundred thousand more. By that stage, it was sort of so far into it that in everyone's mind it was going to be repaired, which is quite a lovely thing. So I think its saving grace really was that it didn't look as bad damage-wise as probably what it was. Interesting thing to notice when you walk around, and most of the new interventions of the concrete work are exposed and not painted, so we've left those raw and sealed them. In front of the lift in the big Mayor Gallery here is a good example of some of the repairs went on. So you'll see there's a couple of long lines, like equal signs, that run through the floor. They're actually rebated in carbon fibre reinforcing. So this is an area of the building. You'll see there's lots of cracks running across ways in the building. That's where the floor is moved in the earthquake, and we needed to strengthen around the lift. So they're sort of cut in using sort of a glorified skill saw with blades that cut the concrete, and it's dug like a 10mm trench in the concrete. And then carbon fibre, like they'd use in the super yachts and things, is laid in with layers of epoxy. So a really modern technique for not having to jackhammer the whole floor open. We're here looking at up from the Mayor Gallery up towards where the mezzanine is. Looking through the plans, we found like 3 or 4 versions of what they wanted to do with the space up there. And so we had another crack at it, just sort of a take on a take. Looking up here, we're looking at some of this beautiful original detailing of the building. So we've got circular skylights. So there's beautiful fibrous plaster work that was done on this building originally. And then you've got like a recessed light which grazes new LED light now down the wall, so that's all cast into the ceiling. We've got this beautiful timber work, which is sort of, some of it was actually hidden away in the building and we got to reuse. This particular bit we're looking at here has new balustrading that was actually hidden inside a wall. And when we sort of went to fix that wall and we pulled it apart, she was all just sitting in there waiting to go. So they're all original Meranti timber that we sandblasted back. So you can see that they're quite horizontal in the lines. They've got this sort of beautiful thing you wouldn't see in many buildings now with compliance, because everything needs to be quite vertical to stop people climbing them. So as part of the refurbishment, we sanded them back and exposed all the bolt heads, which turned out to be brass under the white paint that was there. Eventually we worked out we could, you know, split the balustrade right in half and then rebate the top balustrade and get some toughened glass. And so we've got something that looks fairly transparent, but the visual intent is still those lovely horizontal lines. So we've just wandered into the north end of the gallery here, where the ceiling height has always been really, really low. What happened in here originally, I think, was quite a contrast to the big space, done really intentionally. So you have the big void of the Meyer Gallery, drops really low, you know, like basically you stick your hand up, you can touch the ceiling. And then as you head back towards the north end of the building, the pyramid void structures are these lovely voids that open up that sort of just look like they might be a light well up there when you're in the low part. And as you wander through, it just, the space just opens up and up and up, and then you've got the beautiful skylight of the pyramid form. It's a really lovely trick, one used, kind of an architectural trick used a lot. In a doorway, you might shrink down and build it a little bit smaller than what you would normally, or reduce the ceiling height, or go through a hallway that changes an angle and then opens up to a nice space. So you're always having a wee bit of a journey as you explore through the building. This north gallery ceiling is one that during the repair cropped up at the 11th hour. It was a missing page of drawings from the original drawings. The engineers always made these assumptions based on the rest of the building about what the thickness of the floor was and how strong it was. We were finally, I think, getting ready to recarpet up on the mezzanine or something like that, and someone took some measurements and they were like, oh, it's a bit of a bow in the floor. Seems to be sagging a wee bit. So we got the builders to open it up and he's like, oh, it's not quite as thick and the reinforcing's not quite as much as I thought. So back he went to the drawing board and came back. He's like, oh, we need to strengthen this. We need some bloody big columns right in the middle there. And you'll see there's two quite prominent columns right in the middle of the space now. And they are the exposed concrete, which shows that they're a new addition. So they were needed to be brought up from nice strong walls down below and actually help prop up this whole mezzanine floor. And then you'll see there's a lot of steel running between those and the outside walls. But it led to some really lovely things. Even though it feels low in here, it was even lower before, quite a bit lower. So we've pushed the ceiling up a bit. There's an air conditioning plenum, which is kind of like a void that runs up above the ceiling. All those steel beams have holes drilled in them, and they push the air through one end and it pops out at the other end of the gallery space. So it's quite a different feeling, the space in here, from what it was originally, but we still hope retains that lovely constraint that you get when you walk into here, which allows for the beautiful voids to open up before you. In the middle of the north gallery here is this lovely central kind of spine of the building. It has glass doors here. They have little balconies out beyond them. And this area of the building has this kind of lovely thing where you're getting these glimpses of the other parts of the building. The stairs going up to the mezzanine with the handrails wrapping round, and the view to the north. It's a lovely, lovely space to hang out.